My name is Tracy. My company helps people with disability achieve their goals through specialised technology through our Zytech Ready program, which provides guidance from evaluation to implementation. The specific situation I need assistance with today is the launch of my new website. The specific question I want your brilliant ideas on today is, what do I need to consider when launching a new website? Some extra information you may need for context. The website has a number of new elements which have not yet been launched, such as the Zytech Ready program and the Device Wizard. I haven't really thought about what I need to do before we go live to help customers and also to make sure the team feels familiar with the new website and to be able to use it effectively. So the question again was, what do I need to consider when launching the website?
Sorry, go ahead and use the little hand thing because I don't always catch it when you raise your hand, but Peter, I did see you. So there you are, you're unmuted.
Thank you. Tracy, can you treat it like its own little campaign and do some type of build up to the release of it and really showcase all the new features that are going to be there? Also plan some, internal training for the team so they get familiar with it and they get as excited as what you are.
Thanks, Peter. That sounds great. Definitely campaign.
Any other hands? I'm just looking up for hands, little blue hands. I echo that. A campaign. Could you do a little tour, a little video of a tour of the site that you could use on your social media that you could link to in an email? Could there be like a little series of announcements about different aspects of the site that are important for people to know about? And I wanted to ask you about the areas that were not unlocked. Do you see that as a problem or is it an opportunity for another announcement?
So there's some areas that are new. I think that might be that I haven't decided to lock them, but they've not been released previously.
Oh, great. Great. Yeah. So they're newsworthy.
Yeah. Yes, definitely.
Mm-hmm. Great. Okay. I'm seeing a few hands now. Yvonne. Let me see if I can find you. Go ahead.
Yep. So Tracy, one of the things we do, as part of our onboarding campaign is, it's almost like a webinar for members and it's our Find Your Fitness, or not the Find Your Fitness, it's new member welcome, and it actually navigates them around the website and then they get to ask a lot of questions one-on-one. I think it's in a Zoom meeting format, but it also helps us then with the FAQs and also troubleshooting for what we think is logical, how it's laid out, but isn't customer logical. So maybe there's an option to invite customers to a night or something.
Yeah, thank you, Yvonne. Awesome. Sounds good.
Just thinking, Tracy, is the launch of a new website like the launch of any new product? So what's the campaign around that and how are we getting our customers and also just people on your list excited about that? So what's the nurturing leading up to? There's a date coming, it's going to be open, this is going to be happening, this is what the story behind why you've got a new website, this is our first new website in 5 years or whatever it is, these are the pain points we've been having and these are the problems we're going to be solving. It's the offer, so and where, how does that fit into this big launch of your website?
Could we have a couple of new product areas? So yeah, I could tie it to that, and that's a great idea. Thanks, Amanda.
Thank you. Kim.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, can.
Oh, yeah, good. Yeah. So, Tracy, you could do some, maybe you could do like a little competition around, driving people to your website. So, putting it out on social media, you've got a new website, come and visit our new website. We've just launched it. And we've got anyone who subscribes from our launch, if you've got some sort of a newsletter, you know, subscribe to your newsletter or a sign up type thing, and have a competition around that, and maybe have a like a prize or something. But I don't know, some sort of thing to drive people to the website as well.
Great. Thanks, Kim.
Hilda.
Oh, can't hear you.
Yolanda, can't hear you. I'll come on back to you in a second. Let me go to Michelle.
Hey, I'm so pleased, Tracy. This is looking like it's going to launch, which I know it's been such a long thing. So can I just say, bloody brilliant. So a couple of things there are, obviously, I just love everybody talking about campaigns, you know, and that build up. So sharing some behind the scenes things like, you know, once I had a client, they'd worked on the website for a long time. We put like a red ribbon across their computer screen and took a photo of the two founders, like cutting the red ribbon on their website. And that was just a way to visualize kind of this happy moment, but you could sort of have some things leading up to it too, new website coming, watch the date, you know, and then make a bit of an event of it on the day with Facebook Lives and all those things. So definitely plan that out like it's a real launch. And then what I want you to also do is think beyond the announcement. So that will get you to the launch, that gets you to, we've got a new website. But then I really encourage you to think of it more like a nurture sequence. So, and Chantel was mentioning those elements of a nurture sequence, you know, that are, I'm not sure if you've listened to that podcast episode, but basically you want to reassure people and you want to connect to them, and then you want to orientate them and you want to switch them on, and then you want to move them forward. And what that means in quick succession is reassure them that, hey, everything you loved about the old website, all the features you need are there. And in fact, we've created a whole lot more, and you want to connect with them. So some of the things that Amanda said about here's why we've upgraded the website. Here's where people are having an issue and we've wanted to make it easier for them. And, you know, so connect with your audience and have them connect with why you're doing it. But then when it comes to orientate, that's the thing I think you could do over time. So, you know, especially you've got that feature called the device wizard, which to me sounds really interesting and might be a real way to get people into like buying more from you. So I'd be really looking at how do I roll that out over time, how to use this device wizard or how to use these different features and go across different modes. So you might do the webinar, you might do a Facebook Live, you might do an email explaining with some screenshots, you know, and plan it out long after the launch. And I'd also consider then the switching on is getting people using it. So what can you think about? How do I switch people on to using the device wizard or using the other parts of the site or consuming the About Us content or whatever? And then moving forward, where are you going to send them to look at your new site where you're ready to grab them and put them into a sequence? So thinking strategically about where you're sending them. Segmentation was the other thing. So there might be people who've never used your site. You might want to give them a slightly different message. Even if it's a majority of the same message, but the openings are different versus people who've, you know, used your site before and now they're really going to appreciate this upgrade. You can speak to them in a different way.
Excellent. Wow. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else? Anyone else? Yolanda, I'm coming back to you. Can we hear you now? No. Yeah. No, sorry. Maybe go ahead and use the chat or just check your input and output. I was having a problem just before we came back from the break as well. Is there anyone else? Oh, there you are.
Karen is holding up a sign too.
She's pointing down. I don't know what she's...
It says Gillian, yes. I don't know what that means.
I don't know what that means either. Okay. So y'all did just speak again one more time?
Hello?
Yep, gotcha.
Oh, good. It says my chat is disabled. I'm not sure why. So I'll turn that off.
Yeah, everyone's chat is disabled, but we can hear you. Go ahead.
Okay. Excellent. Well, I was going to say everything Michelle just said. So plus one to Michelle, but I wasn't. But I was just going to say, Tracy, is there a way that you could maybe offer the first 10 people who... I'm not sure how this works for your customers, but whether the first 10 people who connect or log on or sign up to the device wizard or use it get some kind of a bonus or an extra something for being the first people on board. So that was going to be my suggestion.
Thank you. Thanks, Yelda.
Thank you. Thank you so much. All righty. Anyone else? Anyone else? Oh, there goes the bell. Frida, we'll take Frida real quick and then we will wrap up. Frida, go ahead and unmute.
Yep.
There you are.
I mean, I just put a post in. I was funny laughing and going, this is all kind of tech implementation. And Peter's probably going, yes, it is. That's a sort of classic tech implementation stuff. So we talked about some of the testing and the like really important testing stuff. But the other side, like all that campaign, like marketing things, just don't forget to start with why it's important to the customer. Like, why do they even care about what you're doing? And really understanding whether you need them to do something differently, whether they will want to do something differently. And then like just start by understanding what it is that you're trying to do, like particularly in terms of changed behavior, because otherwise like all the comms is just noise.
Love that. Yeah.
Thanks, Frida.
Like it's easier than ever for you to find the right device for your communication needs, and because we've got this wizard, or it's easier than ever for you to connect to the exact match with our, you know, Zytec Perfect Fit program, or, you know, whatever those things are. So yeah, what's in it for them? Very good.
Right. Fantastic.
Anyone else? All right. Awesome.
Thank you.
Round of applause. Thank you, Jackie. Thank you, Tracy. Thank you so much.